Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Enrique Ortega Febres.
Okay, sir. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting and chairing your hearing, so just give her a few moments to get her paperwork together, and we will move forward, sir. So just hold on.
Okay.
All right, good morning. Mr. Ortega, could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Enrique Ortega Febres, 080736.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a 412B hearing, which would be a parole to a consecutive sentence or absolute discharge hearing, for which you became eligible on September 17th of 2015. The board members conducting this hearing are, we have all five of us today. If you look on video screen, at the far end of the bench for me is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him is the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and I'm sorry, our board chairman is certainly the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. I didn't mean to exclude that. The Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel chair for your hearing today. I'll start your hearing with just a brief summary. It appears that Mr. Ortega Febles is 57 years old, serving life for the crime of murder in the first degree. And that is followed by the consecutive sentence of armed robbery, and then another sentence for burglary, which is also consecutive, and then a third consecutive sentence of promoting prison contraband. The original crime, the murder, occurred on October 26th of 1988, when you were approximately 29 years old. Mr. Ortega Febles was convicted in a jury trial, and that was on February 6th, 1990, and he was sentenced on April 5th of 1990. Mr. Ortega Febles has a fairly extensive criminal history, dating from 1978 in Cuba for theft, and then came to the United States, and in 1982 in California, an armed robbery, and then these crimes in Arizona in 1988. His discipline history is significant. He has 14 majors, including three major violations in November of 2016, that were drug-related. It also appears that there is security threat group membership alleged. This is about his approximately sixth hearing before the board, and previous appearances he has been denied. Mr. Ortega Febles, is everything I've said so far correct? Or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Could you tell us a little bit, could you tell us what happened the day of the crime?
By that day, it was I was doing drugs, and I just lost. I just did what I did, and that's what happened.
And it happened. The event happened in a gas station.
Yes.
And the clerk was who was the clerk?
A lady.
Okay, a female. And what time of day was it?
November 26, 1988.
Okay, and what time? Morning, afternoon?
Around 9 o'clock that night.
At night? Okay.
Yes.
And why were you, why did you commit the crime?
I just need more money to buy some drugs and I just think that place was the place that I can get money, and I went over there, and she don't want to give none, and we start fighting, she ended that.
Okay, and she ended up, it appears that she was beaten, her head was beaten against a pole, a metal pole?
Yes, I just hit her there, and that pole that I was inside the gas station.
Yes, and that you stabbed her as well?
Yes.
Yes, sir, okay. All right, thank you for that. It looks like while you've been in prison, you've completed a couple of programming about substance abuse, is that correct?
Well, I got it more than that. I just got it like, I don't know, like 50 different diploma for different programs that I went.
What are some of the other programs? Because I saw two about substance abuse. What other programs have you completed?
Well, I was, I doing a, like I was running a program that is exercise, so I get a diploma for that, and I can remember right now this.
Okay.
But the last couple of diploma that I had, it was for a substance abuse.
Right. Those are in your record for sure. What have you been doing for work while you've been in prison?
Okay, I was working most of the time in the kitchen. I was a dye cook for a long time, and then I was a regular cook. Like right now, that's my job. I'm a cook in the kitchen.
Okay. All right. And it looks like if, as far as release plans, if you did get released, this time you wouldn't get released because you're paroling to a consecutive sentence, but you would plan eventually to live in Florida with your aunt, is that correct?
Yes, well, I can live with my sister in California, but I really don't want to go over there.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. Do we have any supporters in the room? No?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any questions from fellow board members? Mr. Quinones has a question for you, Mr. Ortega.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Ortega, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick question. It would seem in Ames that you have an active ICE detainer. Are you aware of that?
I was what?
You have an active immigration detainer to be returned to your country of origin. Are you aware of that?
Well, I have a. I think I have a green card, and when the crime happened, they take that from me, and they say that I have an immigration hold.
So, is it your understanding that if you were returned to your country of origin, that you would be returned to Cuba? Is that correct? Or Cuba, pardon me?
I guess. I would like to go over there. If they told me that I got to go over there, I'd say yes.
Thank you, sir. I was just curious about your understanding of your immigration situation. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from board members? Dr. Wright.
Yes, ma'am. Back to the original offense, sir, back in 1988, you say that the crime actually took place around 9 o'clock. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
And I do take note in the pre-sentence report, you according to your wife, you didn't get home until around 3. So what were you doing between 9 and 3 that you did get home?
I just run around with those friends and went to different houses and was drinking and doing drugs and stuff like that.
You continued to drink and do drugs after committing the crime, sir?
Well, after that, I just feel bad and I just decided to go drinking and I'll try to forget what happened.
Were you aware of the fact that you had actually murdered this clerk at the establishment? Were you aware that a murder had taken place after you had committed it, sir?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I just thought that I heard her, but I mean, think that I was killing her.
And now that you've had all this time to reflect on it, how do you feel about it now? I mean, this took place, what, back in 1988? So how do you feel about now that you've committed this murder?
Well, I feel real bad that I did that, because I did a lot of bad things before that, but I never killed nobody, and I feel sorry that I did that, and it was my intention, and if I ever do all this stuff again, I'm never doing that. I'm never killing nobody.
I just want to jump back one another step, sir, and you may not recall, but why did you come to the United States from Cuba? Did you come as a refugee, or you just, why did you come to the United States?
I was in prison over there in Cuba, so they went to every prison over there, and they asked if we want to come to the United States, so I said yes, and I signed the paper, and they bring me over here.
So you were in prison in Cuba, and... Then they just signed the papers and you came to the United States?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, thank you so very much. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Anyone else? Questions? All right. Well, Mr. Ortega-Fendez, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, so could you please tell us anything else you want the board to know, and specifically why you should receive this parole consideration?
Well, I guess everybody just sometimes they serve a second chance, you know. I know I ain't going home or anything like that, and I go to another number, but if I get the parole, I got a chance to do all this stuff, because in here when we got life, they judge us by doing life and a lot of stuff that we can do because we got a life. And I know I'm taking somebody's life, and I don't know, I think I deserve another chance after almost 30 years of being here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Is that all? Okay. I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say that I did a lot of stuff in here wrong, but well, you guys are in there, and I'm here, and it's hard over here, and sometimes we got to do things to survive in here. And that's why I get in trouble. And when I decided to step out and stay out of trouble, I ended over here in this kind of, you know, PC or whatever they call it, you know? So.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. The board is going to go into discussion. We operate on the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so all of our discussion occurs in public, and we'll go into discussion. It may sound like we're talking to you or people in the room here, but we're talking among ourselves. So if you could just stay on the phone there, and we'll be back to you in just a moment. Okay, Mr. Ortega?
Okay.
Thank you. The board's now going into discussion. Mr. Ortega is an individual with a lengthy criminal history, probably an ICE detainer. I mean, it appears fairly obvious that he's got an ICE detainer. A citizen of Cuba, came to the United States in having been released from prison there to come directly here. The crime involves a brutal beating of a female who was working alone in a gas station. Fairly late at night, and her head was beaten. It was a violent struggle. Her head was beaten against a metal pole, and she was stabbed to death. Mr. Ortega has had numerous disciplines since he's been in prison, and he himself has admitted that he's not been completely following the rules. At this time, I do not see him as a good candidate for parole to consecutive sentence, but I would be willing to listen to any other discussion. Mr. Quinones.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I would say that his history represented an escalation of violent crime.
Indeed.
He has recent discipline up to 2016 for drugs, and then there's the business of prison contraband. So
thank you for adding that to the record. Anyone else?
I agree.
Okay. Then I'm going to make a motion to deny 412B for absolute discharge, and further make a motion for a set-off date of 1 year. And after we vote on this, then I will discuss the reasons for denial. So that's my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Thank you. And the reasons for the denial will be serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, history of continued substance abuse, history of assaultive behavior, prior criminal history, repeat offender, poor institutional behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, history of assaultive behavior, lack of programming, and I'm not going to check any for release because the release is not an option right now. So those would be my reasons. Does anyone else have another reason to add to that list? Okay, thank you. So back to you, Mr. Ortega. You heard that the board has denied your parole to your consecutive sentence and absolute discharge as well. Did you hear the reasons for the denial?
Yes.
Okay, sir. We would thank you for participating in your hearing today, and if you could give your phone back to your CO3 there, we would appreciate it. Instead of hanging up, just give it to the CO3. And thank you very much again for participating in your hearing today. Your hearing is concluded.
Okay.